The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
So let's go back to some of the things we established yesterday about this great verb, an action required for everyone who wants to enjoy kill. We said T stands for transformation. What is the next word? What is the next one? What is the next one? What is the next one? And what is the last one? It means you came to school. Please clap for yourself. Yeah, good. Now, what we established yesterday was to explain that everything drives based on the environment, the atmosphere. The parable of the sower was a parable of atmosphere. All the seed were good. The sower was a good man. The only thing that was wrong is the place. So when I say everything is about environment, I mean it. And that's the kingdom principle. So, nothing on earth is more valuable than God's presence. And I just said yesterday, unlike what most of us already thought, that God is not everywhere. He's not an intruder. There used to be this song, I will make... God does not sit down where a seat has not been presented. He's the one who created you and said, I'm at the door, I'm knocking. And when it's true, it is the thief that cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But when Jesus comes into your life, he knocks at the door. He's a decent man. He's an excellent. So, God is not everywhere. Otherwise, where did he drive Adam and Eve to when they misbehaved? He drove them from his presence. Like I said, Eden is not a location. It's not a location. Yeah. All right. So we went yesterday to look at if Eden is not a location and it's an atmosphere, it's an environment, how do you create an Eden in whatever you, in any area of your life? That was where we went to in Isaiah chapter 51, verse number 3, where we stopped yesterday. And I say I'm going to kick off from that same place. Are we together? Yeah. Now, so let's go to Isaiah chapter 51, verse number 3. We used King James yesterday, and I think I will stick with it. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, colon. I never forget that. So the topic is God will comfort. So Zion, we always go through the patches and crooked places. The struggle you have is not the presence of the enemy. Mm-mm. That you are having challenges doesn't mean the devil has finished you. The Lord shall comfort Zion. How will he do it? And he began to explain what Zion is going to need comfort from. Number one, waste places. Number two, wilderness. Number three, desert. So every believer born again, genuinely filled with the Holy Spirit, we have waste places. Then we have wilderness. Don't let anybody deceive you that the lateness of your miracle is a function of the fact that you are under a bondage. Abraham, Isaac, including Jesus, all of them have waste places. All of them have desert places. That you are unemployed doesn't mean that the demons in your father's house is bigger than the one in Obama's Kenya's family. Is there waste places waiting for you to exploit? So there are wilderness in believers' life. There are waste places. There are desert places. But they are not meant to be wasted forever. Is there anybody understand what I'm saying? They are not meant to be wilderness forever. They are not meant to be desertness forever. Rather, the plan of God is that you will bring comfort to your waste places by turning your wilderness to Eden. By turning your desertness into the garden of the Lord. That's why I explain the use of pain as the fuel of our success. Come and tell anybody, it's either you are using your pain or your pain is using you. That's what determines whether you are a failure or a success. Something is using you. And all of us have pain. Don't let anybody deceive you about that. All the testimony they are giving the church, every miracle is a creation of a problem. You didn't hear it. I did a little birthday recently and somebody came to give me one gift. I thought the gift was until I found out that it came with a problem. All the cars I've ever serviced, the highest I've used to service a car is, I just buy for, I service it. Only for me to take the car somewhere. 150 to service it. You didn't hear what I said. Of course I said, huh? Are you changing the engine? You see that visa that you are looking for? There is desertness inside. Call your brother in Europe. Call your sister in Europe. You see that marriage that you are crazy about? There is desertness inside. Get used to solving problems. That's what determines your value. Don't be one of those shaking believers who is crying and making noise about God, a miracle, that my power. No. He's a God of challenges. So, one of the systems that makes the presence of God very valuable is to understand that your comfort is in turning your wilderness to Eden. Am I talking to someone? All right. So, what we are doing this morning is how do we create the presence of God? Presence of God is not automatic. Mm-mm. How do you create the presence of God? And we look at this scripture and saw that the scripture can interpret scripture. After the column, he gave us how joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. So, until joy, gladness, thanksgiving, and voice of melody is found, it then cannot be found. So, four systems that require God's presence in anything. Four. Number one system is joy system, gladness system, thanksgiving system, voice of melody system. Mm-hmm. I will need 4 years to teach it. That's why I couldn't start yesterday. So I'm going to start with one. I'll just mention it briefly. I'm doing a book on it. So when it's out, I will send some here. Tell your neighbor, come on. If I said joy now, you will see everybody here say, yeah, let us smile. Okay. There are six things you need to do to have joy. Until the six of them is complete, your joy can never come. Because why? Joy is found in the threshold where you squeeze it out. So let's go through it briefly. It's a deep revelation. Number one, the first source of joy in God is the joy of salvation. No. You can sing all the song on this earth and open your mouth to a night of thousand love and lack joy because you lack salvation. I'm not talking of coming out to give your life to Jesus, including all the kidnappers in the street. They've come out at one time or the other. I'm talking of personal relationship with God. Am I talking to somebody now? Look at what David said when he was dealing with joy of salvation in Psalm 51, verse number 10. Create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. This is salvation. To have the right spirit. To have a clean heart. I confessed my sin yesterday, therefore I can confess it again before God. God is all forgiving. Renew a right spirit within me. Now, he went on to verse number 11. I'd like you to see how the joy of salvation is handled eternally. Verse number 11. Cast me not away. Some of you had the presence of God sometimes ago. See, God is a no-nonsense God. He said, you just get grace. Grace. Not the grace that live in your neighborhood. I'm not talking of Sister Grace. Cast me not away. Okay? This will shock you. Somebody can still be carrying grace and may not carry God's presence. I'm talking in terms of Pentecostalism belief. The one we have abused. Cast me not away. Meaning, therefore, God does not joke with his presence. Did anybody hear me? Come and tell anybody, God does not joke with his presence. That's why Moses said, hey, if your presence, he said, suffer me, let me suffer, but let your presence not go. If your presence will not go with me, meaning therefore, there are places you will go, God's presence has departed. It's a very sensitive aspect of Christianity that many people do not understand. He said, if your presence will not go with me, look, God can cast away his presence from you. You came into church, the presence of God was powerful. The anointing was flowing. As you are stepping out of that place and you carry your phone to make a test, ordinary chat, the presence of God is gone. Cast me not away. That's why people can strive in church and not drive outside. Because they do not understand that the presence of God is the most. God was the one who created Adam and just blessed him in one Sunday. And by Wednesday, told him out. I said something here yesterday. I want to say it to the serious believer. This is a serious congregation. Let me say it to you. Until you know sin is unhealthy for you, you will keep sinning. Say it again. Until you know that sin is unhealthy, you will keep doing it. Nothing takes the presence away from a believer more than disobedience. Now, I want to say this very clearly. Open your Bible with me to Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 3. Look for Good News Book or Good News Bible or Good News Translation. But Good News Book is GNB is what I have here. And give it to me. Psalm chapter number 31. Proverbs 31, verse number 3. Good News Bible or Book. Stay there. This one is good. Let's read together. All of you. I'm not talking to the women, oh. But the truth is that there's no female in the spirit. Am I talking? There's no gender in the spirit. So everyone here is male. Let's go to it. Want to go? I will try financially is a lie. Joy of salvation is the first foundation of all joy. I will make it. If you like, sing "Don More" from Bob Feet. Go to every other song. When the joy of salvation, who is the mother of all other joy, is not there. I'm not saying you are not saved. I'm saying that you are practicing sin. So the joy of salvation is not there. Hey, no matter how much jive, how much, you know what is gyration? There's some music. When they come now, there's a way we'll play. You will just move from acrobatic. In fact, no, let's leave that. There's some worship that tears will flow. You just be rolling on the ground. You will even tear your dress. That's emotion. It's just like Messi dribbling. Dribbling doesn't mean you score. Have you seen people having possession and not having? That's what it means. You have the possession, but you didn't score any goal. Joy of salvation. Come and say to tell somebody to carry the presence of God
Your first value is joy of salvation. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your spirit from me. It's takeable even when you are still speaking in tongue. Somebody didn't like that. It's takeable. Yeah, thank you. Look, can you turn back to where we were in King James? Do not banish me. Why? Banish from your presence. Some believers have been banished. You know, some pastors have been banished. They are still pastors, they are still preaching, but they've been banished. Do not banish, thank you. Do not cast away from, do not cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. The tongue can be there, and the Holy Spirit is absent. I thought I would hear, yes, sir. I'm suspecting you the way you're quiet. And that's the reason why I will stay more here. You are praying I should leave. Because you are precious. Can I hear you tell your neighbor, I'm so precious? Sin stink. Sin sink. And it smell. Number two, secret of joy. The joy of the word of God. So we have not started talking about singing, you know. And all you thought is when you sing and smile, that's joy. The joy of salvation, number one. Number two, the joy of the word of God. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse number 16. Thy works were found. Thy works were found. Not one verse, not two verses, not three verses. Thy works were found. They were not just found. I did it there. Joy belonged to a word eater. And thy word was unto me, that is the word now turning, fabricating me, the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by the name, O Lord God of hosts. So after the joy of your salvation, you need the joy of finding the word and eating the word. Not drinking the word. You have to chew it. Okay? A young pastor came to meet me and asked me, how do I read Bible? I said, I have 60 versions of every verse in my system. That's why I can never carry Bible. That way, if I carry it, God forbid, it will drop in my hand. I can't even, it will fool me. Early this morning, this scripture I'm reading for you, I read it in 10 different versions. I'm chewing it. That's what you do when you go from one version to another version to another. Only one verse to another version to another version. I'm eating it. You saw a scripture and I said, bounce. So I'm having a revelation different from cast. That's how you shoot the world. You can't wake up in the morning and all you do is to just sing. The song should come from the revelation, the rhema of the logos that you have dwelt in. We know those who have good voices. We know those who carry God's presence. I'm talking to you guys though. If whiskey come to this church and hand you this microphone, you will fall under the anointing. But we know that it's empty, sweet voices. There's a difference between music and worship. A worship leader should at least have five scriptures burning inside of him or her before coming to a microphone. Whatever song he's going to sing, all scriptures are given. They are all inspired by them. Any scripture, five of them burning inside of her. When she's here, her faces, you'll be hearing people, the anointing is flowing. He carries the presence. For you to carry God's presence, you have to carry the word of God. All of you that wake up in the morning and all you do is to speak in your tongue, 30 minutes. You are like Omonile. In Lagos, that's a kilo inchale, kilo inchale. Oh yeah, that's what you are doing. Hey, Bolodo, Igaga, you are just a rascal. There's no value. What gives worship value is the word. For scripturality is supernaturality. Nothing gives value to worship. Come and tell your neighbor, you need the word. I'd like you to please turn to your neighbor and say, which pain are you trying to use?
Come on, tell you about which pain do you want to use?
I'm talking about the area of your pain. Some of us, you are no more happy where you live. Some of us, you're tired of being single. Even while we try to bend it, you have not had a baby for 10 years. You are not happy. Okay? Go to that area and look for at least 10 scriptures that God's word has said concerning that challenge. There is no challenge on this earth that is not addressed by God. So my scripture is not your scripture. Because my pain is not your pain. Am I talking to somebody now? What bothers my heart is not what bothers your heart. So you go in the area of the pain you are going to use and look for what the word has said concerning that pain and dwell with that word richly. Let the word dwell in you richly. In all wisdom. You're trusting God for growth in your business, in your career, in your ministry. What has the word said about it? Let me quickly say to you how joy manifests. There are times in my 17 years of waiting for a baby, a biological child, that I feel bad. Now, this will disappoint you. It will just, especially the children that I grew plenty children from my house. They stay with us. They marry. I'm now dedicating their baby. Those money, in fact, if I don't want to feel bad, my wife just is not a gentlewoman. As I'm dressing, said, in case you are not seeing it, I'm seeing it too. Today is Doris' dedication. That's one of the girls that stay with us. We are dedicating the second baby of your child. In case it's not bothering you, it's bothering me. So tell me, what will make me go to that church and still be able to smile? Then I will open the Bible. None shall be barren. It works like magic. My wife is a very critical person. The moment I come up with the scripture, she will say, yes, sir, that's my pastor. You know why you are not talking and your face, even when they say, brethren, we are not in the mortuary, it's a lie. You brought the coffin to church. See, the only reason why you have not rebelled is because you are just trying to manage. You will bring gun one day and shoot somebody in this church. The problem solver is the word. See, a lady challenged me by my door in worry. I said, Daddy, I was here when that girl came here. And you pray for her. And now our marriage is on Saturday. The other one, next week, I'm your secretary. I've been serving you here. I don't disobey you. Well, what won't I marry to? Then before I could say anything, she started crying. How do I cope? Then I look at her. Then I said, all things work together. That's the only scripture. I said, so, even this, your pain and your waiting, is working together for good. Today she's got one of the best marriages in her ministry. Sweet marriage. But I remember that day she was crying the moment I quoted that scripture. You know what she did? She cleaned. Stop cleaning people's tears. Give them the word. She cleaned the tears and said, that is true. It is true. I love the Lord. There's a purpose for this. See, stop consoling people. Nothing comforts people more than the word. But you have to understand now. It's just like the time. Mm-mm. Counselor, give them the word. Joy will produce. Wherever you see sorrow, the word is absent. That's why sorrow endure but a night. Until it is the word of God that I knew every morning. Joy comes in the morning. Are you seeing the scripture synchronized? Sorrow endure but a night. The word of God is new every morning. So joy comes when the word of God comes. Every time the word of God comes to a situation, morning comes. Is anybody understand what I'm saying? So thy word were found, and I did eat it. So don't just find the word, eat it. Say it over, over and over. Look at it in different version. Number three, joy of soul winning. There are some people here, till eternity, if we do strive for 1 year, your joy will never come. Because joy is a spirit looking for you. But you don't have what it takes for him to come. For 1 year you have been here. You can't look around and see one person that you brought to this church. Hey, there is no spirituality here. Let's face it. Come on, tell your neighbor, look around. If nobody is here because of you, your joy is absent. I'm just listening here. You want to thrive? You have to be a soul winner. And the week is not yet gone. One of the best times to add to your joy is during program. If by now, on your Twitter account, on your Instagram account, on your Facebook account, the flyers and the invite of this program is not found in your own fashion, the way you share Big Brother Africa or Nigeria, then you are not a soul winner. He that winneth soul is wise. If you don't buy any of the t-shirts and somebody at your place of work will say, what do you mean by tribe? I say, we are having one wonderful heaven on earth program. You and your family can be there. Somebody is not happy with me, but it doesn't matter. Luke chapter 13. Message Bible from verse number 1. I want to show you why soul winning should be your lifestyle. Why inviting people to program, inviting people to church is a source of joy to you. Because there's joy in heaven over one soul. So when you cause joy in heaven, the joy flow down to you. Because everything in heaven is meant for us on earth. As it is in heaven, so it is on earth. So when you cause joy to happen in heaven, God bring it to you. About a time, some people came up and told him about the Galilean Pilate had killed while they were at worship, missing their blood with the blood, missing their blood with the blood of the sacrifice on the altar. Verse number 2. I want you to hear this story. Jesus responded, do you think this murderous Galilean were worse sinner than all the Galilean? That's the question of Jesus. Verse number 3. Not at all. Unless you turn to God, you too will die. Go to the next scripture and let's see how to escape it. And those 18 in Jerusalem, that other day, the one crushed and killed when the Tower of Shalom collapsed and fell on them, do you think they were worse citizens than all the Jerusalemites? Verse number 5. Keep going. Not at all. Unless you turn to God, you will too will die. I want you to see what it means to turn to God. Verse number 6. Then he told them a story. A man had an apple tree planted in the front of his yard. He came to expect to find apple, but there weren't any. I want you to see what happened. He said to the gardener, what's going on here? For 3 years now, for 3 months now, for 3 weeks now, I've come to three. So every time Jesus comes to church, he wants to see who you brought to church. I've come to these three expecting apples, and no one apple have I found. Chop it down. Why waste good ground with any longer? May God not chop you down. This is the Old Testament. This is the New Testament. Jesus talking. Chop it down. This one is existing for nothing. And then let's see what happened. Then the gardener said, let's give it another year. Some of you, God is just giving you another year in Fem Foundation. Let's give it another year. We'll dig around. We'll make sure he hears Pastor Ben. We'll make sure that Mama Case preached to him. Let's see if he will become responsible. You've been a member for 2 years. You are not in worker. You are not in leadership. You are not influencing. You are not a greeter. You are not nothing. You are carrying your Bible and doing your mother so-so or mother so-so for church. Verse number 10. Hear what he said. Verse number 10. Oh, okay. That's all right. Verse number 9. So, soul winning produces joy. That's the number 3 source of joy. Come and tell your neighbor to strive. You have to be a soul winner. Can I hear your amen? So, every time you win a soul, you create an atmosphere for the presence of God to be with you. All right? Number 4 source of joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. For the kingdom of God, Romans chapter 14, verse number 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not coming to church just like that. I come and hear God's word and go. But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So every time you wake up in the morning and genuinely, you go into consulting heaven, speaking in tongue, you are creating joy for you. Am I talking to somebody now? Number 5, source of joy. Sowing in tears. Thank you, Pastor. Psalm 126, verse number 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. There is no, I want you to look at me now, please. Drop your pen and let's talk. It's my area, so I don't play with it. The devil is so afraid of your giving that he has turned social media against you. Nobody is preaching against prayer on social media. I will tell you why today. Nobody is criticizing our faith. There's no group of people who start a ministry to talk about our love for one another. The only thing they are fighting is what? Our sacrifice, our tithe, our offering. Some of you are their members, so you are just pretending. But you can't do me nothing. You have met me today, you are in trouble. I will cast out that demons inside of you. Listen to me carefully. There are four pillars that hold God's kingdom. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four of them. Number one is belief. The fundamental pillar that holds the kingdom of God is what? Belief. When this issue of trouble, of talk here and there, we should give time, we should not do that. I went into the Bible and discovered that the word believe appears in the Bible 272 times. That's awesome. You know, I read mathematics, so I like figure. 272 times, believe, believer, if you believe. So that's massive. The second most important word pillar of our kingdom is the word pray. Pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faith. So I searched the Bible and found out that the word pray appeared 371 times in the Bible. Meaning, therefore, you should pray more than you believe. The third most important pillar of the kingdom is the word love. For God so loved the world. I find out that the word love appears in the Bible 371 times. I still don't know why encyclopedically the word pray and love will appear at the same time. But later I gave a reading that the only prayer that is heard in heaven is the one that is out of love. And I took my time. I decided to look at the fourth most important pillar of the kingdom, give. My dictionary collapsed. The more I Google it, I find out that the word give appeared 2,157 times in both Old Testament and New Testament. Overwhelmingly. So if the word believe appeared 272, the word pray appeared 371. The word love appeared 371. Add 371 to 371 to 272. The addition of the three is not still up to half of the word give. So I concluded the kingdom of God is the kingdom of giving. Why? You can't give without belief. Why? You cannot give. It's a prayer. You cannot give without love. So the only thing that threatens the kingdom of darkness to their foundation on earth is sacrifice, giving, tithing, offering, whatever you call it. There's the kind of joy you can never get except to sacrifice. If you have ever done any major sacrifice, you understand. Let me explain to you how the sacrifice used to come. I can't preach for this guy. I don't know what you do for your town. I carry jeep, come. If you see the jeep, that be the best jeep for worrying that time for any past man of God when they read. Only for the Holy Spirit to ask me to drop the key. That's madness, right? But that's how it is. The man of God called, is my covenant brother. Rabbi, I've become a covenant brother. Instead of him to go and drop me, he said, God bless you. I took taxi back. As I reach house, my wife, a bad mouth. He said, the collector for your hand for road? I said, no, I gave it. Said, you went to preach for someone. Not that I gave you. You not give. I said, it's the foolish things of God's kingdom. Intellectualism cannot explain giving. Then in the evening, she wanted to go out and there was no car for her to go out. She looked at me and said, do you know I'm happy that you could obey God? There's a joy that comes out of selflessness. No man, no man is satisfied by the abundance of what he has in his account. Your satisfaction comes when you know there is another bank where thief, where no 419 or kidnapper can have access to. There's joy. They that sow in tears. Your joy won't come until you begin to sow with tears. All your Christian life, God never got what he wanted until he sowed in tears. You know what it means for him to remove his eyes from his son? That was a painful giving.
Tell your neighbor, use your pain.
Give as if they pay you. I said yesterday, it's either your pain is using you or you are using your pain. Those who use their pain to give, they give and say, what? What is this, sir? Hannah said, give it to me and I'm giving you in advance. God said, what do you mean? What is paining you, you will give me? That's what I'm talking about. You see why you are not giving well? You like money. That's when you should give. Don't be a generous giver. Be a very stingy but still give. My last giving is a few months ago. We were moving from being a tenant to landlord in our church in Abuja. And we needed 3.something million to complete what we already have. And I look. None of the church members was moving. I said, okay, I will spearhead it. Then I dropped my key in the hand of the pastor. I said, go and sell that car. That was the day I believe in car 2045. Abi? I don't know, say the word for Nigeria. They just took the car there. 30 minutes, money enter my account. Bang! When the money enter, I needed money. I got the look at me, I take small. That's a painful giving. All of you that doesn't deliberate, offer it, you don't put your hand, you are not a giver. The people that do not give, look. Put their hand, put it again. Those people who rush to come and give are not the real giver. Those who stay back, look, struggle. It has happened to you before. It has happened to me many times. It's very difficult to give up. That was the only car I was left with in Abuja. And in Abuja, you can't move. For more than 1, 2, 3 months, I was using Uber. One of the worst days of my life was that I wanted to go and grab my hair. And it's a trackable place to my house, but I will always drive there. So I told myself I would do exercise, only for me to come out, and I have dislocation in my leg. And if I don't barb, I will have scratches, and Sunday is coming. In that my sitting room, I said, God, you know what you are doing, Sha. You know what you are doing. And of course, he won't talk. He wants to see if that thing pay you. You know why you are not having the joy, the presence of God? What you are giving is not painful. You came out of pain. Go and ask your mother. Whatever will make you come out of that situation and try has to be painful. Put me online, I don't care. Tell them I'm the apostle of sacrifice. And you go give this money. By force, so tell your neighbor, I must create your joy. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Lastly, number what? Number six. Six is a number of man. Everything that man will achieve must be seen in six ways. Lastly, number six. Joy of worship. Can I hear you shout hallelujah? I love this. Luke chapter 24, verse number 52. Luke chapter 24, verse number 52. And they worship him and return to Jerusalem. You will return and get what you are looking for. What was the result of their worship? Great joy. Most of the church's program, you don't return with joy because you didn't worship him. So to create the presence of God with joy, you need it in sixfold. Joy of your salvation. Joy that comes through the reading and session of the scripture. Joy that comes by soul winning. Joy that emanates from the Holy Spirit. Joy that comes as a result of sacrifice and joy of worship. And this is just one, how to create Eden. Joy, gladness, what? Thanksgiving, and what? If I finish it, will you invite me next year? Stand up on your feet. You are enjoying it, eh? Come to Abuja. I'm just joking. Come on, give somebody a high five and say, you are a carrier of God's presence. Come and say it to another person, you are a carrier of God's presence. I'd like you to tell your neighbor, value the presence of God. Come and say it again, value the presence of God. All right, value the presence of God. Six secret of joy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six letter word for our team. Six. There are six ways to have gladness. There are six systems for thanksgiving. There are six systems for voice of melody. Voice of melody. All of you that know Wizkid and Davido, your joy is being stolen on radio. I wish I could get to voice of melody and really talk about how many Christian songs you should never sing in your life. How many hymns that shouldn't come out of your mouth? Because it's not a voice of melody. It's a voice of sorrow. La da la da la da, follow the ladder to heaven. Wake up. I'm talking, see. There are some, you will go to your gallery if I talk about voice of melody and delete some song from your system forever. Six system of voice of melody. But the one I will sit down with this morning, apart from the joy of salvation, if you are not saved, I'm not talking of if you are not born again. There is an area of struggle with sin in any area of your life. It is high time to strive. Get transformed. Become healthy liver. Become responsible. Stop blaming the circumstance. Stop spending your energy on sex or your money on women. They destroy king, not mere men. King. And I'm not talking to only guys. I'm talking to the women. It's your hair, so why asking him for the shortcut? I'm talking to the guests. You had something to do with him before. Why telling him that you are doing your father's burial? I should come and support. The worst and the one despicable is asking your ex to support your wedding. Are you okay? See, I just said, don't forget to. He used to be my number one. And the fool Joseph too has forgotten that you don't eat your vomit again. Say, send me your account number. That's why most people, even after marriage, have a Samaritan affair. It may not be physical to Christian, but you're having an emotional crush. I want you to fall under the anointing. Delete his line. Forget the whole thing. Forget it. It's old. Stop reminding God that you did it before. Did anybody hear me? You can't do me nothing now. Today, now they work out. But you will never forget that the word worked for you. Can I hear your amen? So if giving is 2,172 places in the Bible, then the kingdom of God is the kingdom of sacrifice. They that sow in tears. Every other point you want to work on, but specifically in my spirit, I heard God say, make sure you raise altar of six altar. Now let me quickly say this. For those who have said or thought that what it means when you give is that God will give to you, and they now polarize it to mean you are buying miracle, they should go to Upper Market and go and buy it. Did you hear me? It's God's plan that something will be taken from you for something to be given to you. That's God's kingdom. That's why he never collected the earth by his supremacy. He gave something to get it. Is anybody understand what I'm saying? So I'm helping you, because the reason why your father never got shift and sit tattoo is because he didn't give to Igwe. That's how it works. So if you want to be better than him, give to Igwe.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.